call the City of Franklin's Common Council to order. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Mayor Taylor?
Here.
Alderman Dandrea?
Excuse.
Alderman Mayer?
Present.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Here.
Alderman Taylor?
Here.
Alderman Schmidt?
Present.
Alderman Skaronski?
Here.
Will you please rise, join with me in the pledge of allegiance to our flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First of all, I want to thank everybody for, especially the aldermen, for making tonight's meeting a special Common Council meeting. I know we have a meeting scheduled for next week, but the urgency of this meeting has to do with the applicant trying to get answers back as quickly as possible, because if in fact this council were to weigh in favor of this kind of project, it would still take considerable amount of time to build a large capital project that like being proposed. And all of you should have a letter in front of you. I was talking to one of the top representatives of the Frontier League, I believe it was yesterday, and they have a 50-game season, and it starts, and it has to be scheduled, and it's extremely complex. And so if, in fact, a stadium was to be erected, there's got to be guarantees that that is going to be fully functional and operational come the start of the 2015 season. I think many of you remember some of the difficulties the Rock had with the weather and the conditions when he was trying to build the baseball fields the last time. So that's the urgency of this meeting. And I have talked to the county executive, and I've talked to the Waukee County Parks Director. I'm viewing this meeting as a very, very conceptual meeting for the applicant to try and get a sense of, is he on the right track? Is this something that he and the city and others would wish to pursue? Should he go back and have some more strategy meetings? Because the time and effort, to say nothing of the expense for putting a project like this together, is definitely in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not more than that. And reason that concept reviews were moved from the Planning Commission to the Common Council was for the sole purpose of trying to be more business-friendly, get the word back to the businesses in as timely a manner as possible, so that they were not spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on application fees and designs and engineering reports, and et cetera, et cetera. So that's why we're here today. The other reason that this is scheduled for 4 o'clock is, and I can't tell you who the winner of this year's Chamber of Commerce Award is, but I have all the plaques here. The council and the Ford Franklin Committee are scheduled to be at the C-Cub Awards Dinner starting at 5 o'clock tonight and going to 9 o'clock, and that's a very special events, and we have some of our businesses from Franklin that are contending for these awards. So I apologize for trying to put this thing together quickly and for the time. Normally this meeting would take place at 6 or 6:30, but I wanted to lay that out for you. On that note, we are looking at trying to speed things along. So Alderman Taylor?
Your Honor, I'd suggest that we take up the order in front of us and then postpone the citizen comment period until afterwards. We're obviously here to get a presentation. I think once we get it, then it'd be helpful to maybe get some comments at that time, considering we have a tight schedule.
Any objections?
No.
All right. Let's move forward on the presentation. What you have up on the screen there is it's from YouTube, and there's quite a few I don't know if you can hit the play button. But this is just one of the many minor league stadiums in the United States. I put this up here so that both the aldermen and the public would get kind of a sense of the type of facility that we might be talking about. I think that particular stadium that you're looking at seats about 7,000, And the drawings that you have in front of you, I believe, we're looking at somewhere between 3,500 seat stadium and then grass seating. And then Mr. Zimmerman can give you more of a about the presentation and the details about what he's proposing. But this is, you can find more information. Actually, there's so much information about minor league baseball, it's probably take you a few hours to get through it. And for the record, Alderman Dandrea has joined us at about 5 minutes after four. So with that, I'm going to ask Joel to move over to the slideshow presentation, and I was going to turn it over to Mr. Zimmerman. Alderman Taylor, do you have anything to say?
No.
Okay. You just have to double-click on it. Maybe Mr. Haskins could help you with that. Okay, Mr. Zimmerman. And if you could, please state your name and address for the record, as well as your associate.
Colleague. Mike Zimmerman, 7337 South Cambridge, Franklin. Also run Rock Sports Complex and Zimmerman Ventures, known as the developer. To my right is Alex Velitzik, who is my general counsel and vice president within Zimmerman Ventures.
Welcome.
Thank you, Common Council, for having us. I know it was kind of put together last minute, and I appreciate it. But as the mayor said, we are kind of time-boxed a little bit here. But I appreciate everybody coming out and making time for this. I think it's a very exciting development. So what I thought I'd do is I just would walk you through at a high level what we're thinking, talk a little bit about baseball, and where this professional team will play and how they kind of stack up against other franchises, walk through the stadium, talk about some ideas that we've got and some research that we did on how these organizations have partnered with their local cities, and wanted to socialize that with you guys as well. So at a high level, what we're proposing to do, and you guys have read the plan, we're proposing to bring a professional baseball team to Franklin, and also as a byproduct of that to have a stadium that has the needs, sort of fits the needs of a professional baseball team. And in the letter that I sent you, I talked about the economic value proposition associated with that, and our analysis at a high level is somewhere between, on an annual basis, $11 to $22 million, using an economic multiplier of either somewhere between 2.5 to 7. But also, and I would say more importantly, the community benefits are pretty significant because they're, you know, quality of life type benefits, but also sort of the civic pride when you look at these towns all over the United States that have put together these teams that essentially are owned by their cities. It really kind of is a special tool. So. Again, I outlined all of that, but as I said earlier, we are, now that we came out with the news, baseball is competitive, and, you know, there's already people, you know, if we don't do this, probably somebody else will do it, and I've got my application process in, and that's only going to be only out there for a certain amount of time. So this, I would say to you, is really all predicated with the idea, as the mayor said, of being able to open the facility in spring of 2015. So with that being said, let's talk a little bit about baseball. I don't know how much everybody knows about how professional baseball works, but so at a high level, there's sort of three tranches. There's Major League Baseball, and I've been pretty successful, but I can't afford a Major League team, so we're not going to be doing that. But one of the things that I looked at was an affiliated team, and the way that an affiliated team works is these are your single A, double A, triple A, but they're affiliated with a Major League Ball Club, and they basically, the players are owned and paid for by the major league teams. So they kind of come and go, and, you know, frankly, the owners, I didn't have the appetite for that. That wasn't sort of what I wanted to do, because I saw it kind of as your caretaker for a stadium. So we did the research. It's an interesting business model, but that wasn't for us. We then looked at the professional independent, and there's a handful of very successful leagues. The most successful league out there is the Frontier League, and what I was surprised that Wisconsin doesn't have a team. I was surprised that Milwaukee doesn't have a team, because if you look at where these teams are, they're in the Midwest. There's six that are in Illinois. The closest would be Chicago, Windy City, so, you know, rivalry team. So we like that a lot, but we also wanted to look at other options. So we looked at Northwoods League. And Northwoods is summer collegiate baseball, and this is what were the Chinooks. They're a summer collegiate baseball team. But these players aren't paid, obviously. And what they do is they come from great schools. And these are kids looking to get drafted. They come from great schools and play in the Northwoods leagues or other leagues like that to hopefully get drafted. So we looked at that, and that wasn't for us. So where we landed was the Frontier League. We filed the application yesterday, and that is looks like it's going to happen. I've been in discussions with all of the owners. I've been in discussion with the chairperson of the expansion committee. And assuming my blood work comes back successful, I will be most likely granted this. But it's going to be, like I said, it's going to be time-boxed. So we're going to have a real professional team. These guys are going to be paid. We'll have a salary cap. These guys, we're going to want them to be engaged with the community. And I would say the product that this is fundamentally different than Major League Baseball, where, you know, a family of four can get four hot dogs, two sodas, two beers, and tickets into the game for $40. You know, so that you can barely get in the parking lot for that at Miller Park. So what, and this is why this works, is because it's inexpensive entertainment. And I would also say it's different in game. It's very family oriented. There's a lot of action going on. There's contests going on. There's mascots. So this product, while many people, and I've read a lot of the articles, think that, you know, why would we want this? We've got a major league ballpark. It's actually, these things work really well when there is an anchor. There's two owners right now that have a very similar model. One is Florence Freedom, and they're like 7 miles from Cincinnati Reds. And then there's the St. Louis Grizzlies, again, in our league, and you can see from his stadium, the Busch Stadium. So these exist in metro markets with a current baseball Major League Baseball team. Actually, it's a nice pairing. So that's a little bit on professional baseball and where this new team would fit. If we get accepted and this goes through, what we're going to do is we're going to do a contest in Milwaukee, have people want Milwaukee Franklin residents to name the team, so we'll go out with that when the time is appropriate. So let's talk a little about the stadium. I don't know what's on here, so maybe you just keep flipping a little bit. So there's, let's start with the master plan. Joel, I don't know if we have, there you go. So this is the latest master plan. It should be in front of everybody. If you can actually go back one. This one, Joel. Okay. So it's maybe a bit difficult to see, but the spot number 26 is the parking lot to the lodge. So spot 22 is the BMX track. So if, for those of you that know the property, we'll get context of where the ballpark would be.
Spot 22 is the BMX?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. So what we did is we put this field, we talked, you know, we've already graded this area. We realized that we're on a landfill and there's going to be unique things that we're going to have to deal with, but we oriented it this way because of, you know, the sun and a number of reasons that are sort of baseball reasons. But the stadium characteristics I'll talk about a little bit. You'll see other things that were already in our master plan, like a dome. We just left that in there and showed you how that would still work. And then some soccer/lacrosse fields. But what we're doing essentially is we're replacing the softball quad that has already been approved with this minor league stadium. And so now just to talk a little bit about the characteristics, the stadium. The mayor talked a little bit about this, but first off, this is right now it's coming in somewhere between $7 and $11 million. And that includes the parking infrastructure. And again, I don't know how many people have been up to the Chinook Stadium, but that was to compare it, that was a $3.1 million stadium. So this is much more robust in all regards. It's got a number of interesting characteristics. It's got wide concourse to allow for concession kiosks. It's got 6 to 10 private suites. It's going to, as the mayor said, have somewhere between 2,500 to 3,000 hard seats. And then we're going to berm it around. And that was the advice that I got from a lot of the owners is what a lot of these teams did in the early 2000s, mid-2000s, they built these stadiums that were just too big. So the recommendation was to build it around 3,000, and then if you get bigger, you can always kind of add to it. So we're just taking their advice, working with an architect to flush that out. So I think it'll have a stadium club, it'll have playground areas. It's really going to be designed to be family-oriented and also to be business-oriented. So it's going to, the design's going to be a bit different than what you see in a major league ballpark, but if you've seen the video, it's going to look and feel a lot like that. So that is the site plan, the characteristics. The thing in our that we also talked about in the letter was there's really two. Obviously, we want to socialize the ideas, but there's sort of two requests that we've got. The first one is we would need, and Jill, help me if I do this wrong, but we need a amendment to our existing for new special use.
Anticipated that facilities similar to this might happen, so it's
right.
And a public hearing.
Right. So there's that. That's on the table. If we like the idea, we want to obviously go down that road with everybody. And then we also want to, and I'm going to let Alex talk a little bit about this too, but we want to talk about a potential partnership with the city. I challenged you guys last time I came in here to match the $3 million that I was going to pump into the Rock. It didn't happen. I pumped in $10.5 million. But I kept going. I'm going to ask you again. I'm actually going to show you some models that have worked, or actually Alex is going to do this, that cities have adopted. As a matter of fact, all these stadiums that are built around the country, are, what is the number, Alex, 17%? Only 17% of those stadiums are actually privately built. So Alex will just give you a couple of ideas. That's a separate topic, but I really want you guys to think of that as a mutually exclusive item. Like the financing partnership, we can have closed-door sessions, whatever needs to happen, but that is mutually exclusive from this. I want the city to participate, but I'm going to, if we get the special use, I'm going to be a bulldog and, try some way to get this thing done. So
just before I turn it over to Alex, we had talked, and you're correct. I think you did challenge us when you first brought in the project. And, it depends on each person and how they took what you were saying on that. But I also remember you saying, but you don't have to.
Yeah.
But, yeah. After I talked to this gentleman, Steve Malay, who's president of the Mortal Corn Belters Professional Baseball, and he's also the chairman of the recruiting team.
Yeah, this guy's really well known in Milwaukee. He led the Brewers sales team. He built the Timber Rattlers franchise. He's done a lot of things for baseball.
One of the first things that common council members and the public is going to want to know is, so what have other municipalities done, and what's the benchmarking? What have the Timber Rattlers and other franchises done? So. He gave me the name of a person that is supposed to be like the guru for financing these stadiums. I asked Paul Ratzenberger to put a call into him. He did, and had a discussion. I also was able to very quickly find a whole lot of data about how other municipalities have financed these types of projects. Some of have looked at even having surcharges on the ticket sales and a lot of creative ways. As you said, Mr. Sermon, this would be the first team in Wisconsin for the Frontier League if in fact this goes to fruition. So, I would ask our state representatives to maybe, if in fact the council sees this as a good project, to explore possibilities with the state of Wisconsin. We're going to a Chamber of Commerce event tonight with hundreds of businesses. Perhaps businesses would like to participate in it. I noticed that's one of the patterns that other communities have taken. Some communities have just gone straight out and built and purchased stadiums. I don't think that's going to happen in Franklin, but because we're very, very frugal here. We take great pride in being cheap. So it's I make no secret of this. I'm a very big fan
of this project. I think what you've already built, Mr. Zimmerman, is total quality. I go over there and I see nothing but smiles on people's faces. Everybody is, you're the talk of the town with what you've already constructed. And I have enormous faith that if you were to construct something like this, it would be of the same quality as what you already built. So I'm not going to, you know, mince any words. I think this is a great project for Franklin. I think I was quoted in the paper as saying that other municipalities would kill to have this kind of a proposal put in front of them. City attorney keeps telling me it's 1,851 municipalities in Wisconsin. I would say that we are very, very fortunate to be that one community that has this proposal in front of them tonight.
But and just, Mayor, real quick, if I may, when I was talking to Steve Malliott, he was a little jealous because he's always wanted to build, I don't know if he shared this with you, but he's always wanted to bring a team to Milwaukee. Yes. He actually tried doing it in Waukesha, and it fell through. But he believes that this could be that Milwaukee's got such a unique market that this could be one of the most professional or one of the most successful minor league teams, rivaling even an independent. So he said that we should lead the league in, if we don't screw up, obviously, lead the league in attendance and could be the darling of the Frontier League. So I think you guys need to know that. Like, we're talking about a pretty serious.
Well, and I guess before I turn it over to Alex, there's something else that people should know is because I'm sure there's a number of people going, well, why did you rush to this meeting so quickly, Mayor? And actually, back when I first became the mayor, Alderman Skronsky may remember this, we had representatives from the Northern League that approached the city, and we had lots and lots of discussions with them about building what I would call a miniature Miller Park, pretty much in that same vicinity that you're looking at. And they gave me a binder about this thick, which I shared with you, which ran out the numbers. I don't know if you would, you know, the CPAs would call it a feasibility study, but it's it hit all the numbers and what the cost benefit would be at that time and all those things. So this is not a new subject for me. I was very sorry to see that at that time they were not able to build that, but those were different times. So with that, I'll turn it over to Alex.
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you, Common Council. We I think each of you have a packet in front of you with some summary information of public-private partnerships on ballparks like this in front of you. So I won't go through it in too much detail, but wanted to tee it up a little bit. As the mayor said, we're at the concept review stage, and as we think through this project, though, we and all of you know as you've been, you know, watching, you know, us and the Rock developer, we're big fans of, you know, the partnering with the community, and that's part of the reason the Rock exists at all, and part of the reason this concept is in front of you today. So. We're really interested in having those discussions, Mayor. Sounds like you're sort of right there with us in terms of looking into it and having you know Paul reach out to folks. So, you know, the one thing that I'll highlight just you know at the top is there is, and over the last 15 years has been a lot of activity in communities building stadiums like this and participating with franchises to get minor league teams in their communities, and as Mike sort of alluded to, the stats I think are remarkable. There's been, you know, roughly 70% of new stadiums built over the last 15, 20 years have been through some sort of public-private partnership, and you know, there's a ton of options that we can consider. Obviously, each community, whether it's a city or a county or through, you know, like the mayor said, through some work with the state. Each community has its own dynamics, but, you know, a lot of the principles apply, and I think we'll govern those discussions. So, you know, our options will include, you know, tax levies, tax allocations, traditional bond financings, you know, redevelopment grants. And I think, as the mayor said, there's a lot of other, you know, ways to develop joint agreements, ticket surcharges and things like that, you know, might make, you know, a ton of sense in this instance. So. In your packets, you know, what you have is a summary of the research we've been doing, and again, recognizing, I think, as we all do, you know, we're at a very early stage in this process, but there are There are a number of examples in there for you to consider, and it's not up on the screen, but again, it's in each of your packets of how similar stadiums were built for whether they be expansion franchises in the particular leagues or franchises that were moving or just redeveloping existing infrastructure, how you know, some of those deals were put together at a high level, and that can again sort of help to get everyone sort of thinking about what's you know, what the potential is here.
Yeah, Mr. Alderman Schmidt.
I have a few questions. Just as a frame of reference, I've been up to watch the Timber Rattlers play, and I'm not exactly sure what their seating capacity is in their stadium there. Do you know what that one is?
No, I don't, but it is larger than what we're proposing. Actually, they just did an expansion on that they just finished up this past season, and the guy, the gentleman, the architect that did that is the one that did these drawings.
Now, I've seen a couple different figures where you were looking at maybe 3,500 seats, and then I saw another speculation that might be 5,000. Do you have an idea?
Right, so when we, in the document, we refer to hard seats as somewhere between 25 to 3,000 hard seats. But having the berm, the way that, and this is great because it's on a landfill, having berm seating in the outfield allows for you to expand, and I don't know what that number is. It's in. If it was, what'd you say, 7,000? That's
or
what 5, it says.
5,000, I think that
yeah.
was from
That's what the estimate was.
Okay. So that would be what the berm seating would maybe up to 5,000?
Yeah, whatever. I don't know off the top of my head. I think that sounds right. It might even be up to 7,000 with berm seating.
Okay. And what would you say would be the average ticket price? Obviously, it's
$10.
$10 for the...
Yeah, $5 to $10 is what the league standard. Average ticket price is. Yep.
And though this would be an expansion franchise into an existing league, correct?
That's right.
And this league is kind of considered like a rookie-level league, or is it close to Class A?
Yeah, I would say it's close to Class A. It's for nobody over the age of 27 is allowed on the team, but it's essentially for those kids that still think they got a shot or, you know, they weren't drafted because of an injury. And, you know, this is sort of their opportunity to get back into the show. And if you look at Frontier's heritage, it's put a number of players into Major League Baseball.
At this point, though, it would not have any particular affiliation with the Major League club?
No, it does not.
The other thing is, it's kind of a concern that's going to have to be looked into is the parking situation and the traffic, given the location, and obviously the Village of Greendale has already expressed some concerns about it. I'm looking. You mentioned that you're looking to have like 200 car stalls added to the facility?
I think it's more than that. And again, don't quote me, but there is whatever the ratio requirements are that you guys have, we would make sure that we meet those. We have a lot of existing parking. I mean, that's sort of the beauty of the master plan is, so long as there's not, you know, two major events going on at the same time, we're able to use some of the parking that we've already put down. But there's enough acreage there to make sure that we've got sufficient parking.
Now, obviously, you're looking for a public-private venture, hopefully. Among the options is, revenue sharing, like on concessions, one of the things that you would be looking at?
Everything's on the table. We're interested in socializing the idea of some sort of partnership on that. And as Alex said, there's 50, 60 great examples out there. Everything's on the table from our perspective. The more we can tie this into the community, we think the more successful the franchise is going to be.
And the relationship with the county, would they be then subject to also being involved in the...
Yeah, absolutely. They own the land right now, so they, they're obviously an important player at the table.
Alderman Taylor.
Thank you, Your Honor. Well, first off, I mean, I'm impressed with what I see so far, but I've been impressed with basically everything you've done since you've been here. I mean, what we had in that location before... What we have now is just a 180. I mean, Franklin, you know, has always been a destination for people to live, but now it's a destination for people to actually come from outside of Franklin when they go to the Rock to do downhill skiing or the tubing, summertime, with the BMX biking. I'm familiar with minor league baseball. I lived in East Lansing for 4 years, and the Lansing Lugnuts were a low Class A team, first with the Cubs and then with the Toronto Blue Jays. I went to dozens and dozens of games, very low ticket prices, very family-friendly, very large crowds, and it was really tied in with the community. A lot of the businesses around them had specials always tied into the Lansing Lugnuts, and I think they were voted a couple years in a row with the best mascot or the best logo. But I wasn't quite sure, and that was an affiliate. I wasn't quite sure how it would be with, like the Frontier League. And my company I used to work for is headquartered in Bloomington, Illinois, so it's Bloomington Normal. And when I was down there once for some mandatory training, I don't know if I want to spend a week in Bloomington again, but I was down there, and that's when the Normal Corn Belters just were unveiled. So I went in, I picked up a minor league hat, and I figured I'm probably one of the only people in the state of Wisconsin that owns this hat. But I called down to some friends that I know that live in Bloomington to see how this operation, how it was with being a non-affiliate. And the way they talked about that team was the same as it sounded like an affiliated team. So it sounds like it's successful. It sounds like they really try to tie into the community and make it fun for families.
Our research suggests that the being not affiliated actually allows for better opportunity to tie into the community.
Because it seems like, when you get a good player on an affiliated team, they're quickly moved up to the next level, and then you lose that where, you obviously own the players, and obviously if they turn to be outstanding, they're going to move on as well, I'm sure. But it definitely seemed to be a very similar to like minor league professional ball in terms of like being affiliated. So I think we have something that we don't want to let slip through our hands. I mean, this would be the first in Wisconsin, obviously, for the Frontier League. Who else has it? I was meeting with Oak Creek officials today, and Mayor Scafidi said, well, you guys got some good things going on in Franklin. Regarding this this project, so I don't think there'd be I think there'd be other mayors and common councils that would kill, like the mayor said, would kill to have a project like this.
Did he tell you I picked up the check for breakfast? Is that,
No, okay. He didn't. It was your turn.
Yeah, that's what everybody says. Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, from what I've seen and what you've done, I'm very supportive of the project. I would like to hear the citizens' comments on this. And I think if, because the project is in Franklin, but it's not really in Franklin,
that's right.
I think Greendale, if they can get their issues resolved, it's going to benefit them, maybe more so than Franklin. And I say this because the intersection at 76th and Rawson needs this kind of activity, but I think Franklin has a lot of work to do to get us to the point where we can actually benefit. There's a big disconnect between Loomis and Rawson Avenue with the roads there. And I would like the city of Franklin to not only embrace your project, but to bring the people into Franklin in our business retail area. And I think partnering with you is a good idea, but I think we have our own work to do and planning and trying to figure out a way how we can best monopolize that business area on the 76th Street corridor.
Well, as I said earlier, the council had desired a couple years back, I think, to move the concept review to this stage for one to be more business friendly. But also, I think there was, there was sometimes the plan commission would come up with some ideas or be negative or pro on a particular project, and the council, when it got to the council level, was not in favor of the project at all. So council members wanted to have it start here. I say that because the purpose of this is to give as much feedback to the applicant and to get as much as you possibly can from the applicant at this stage so that you can, we're not going to take a vote tonight, but sort of the applicant should get a pretty good feel as to whether there's a positive response or a negative response, so that they're not going out and spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on engineering costs and designs and things like that. And I also want to say that I have a letter from the village of Greendale here, and Todd Michaels and President Hermes from Greendale, the great village of Greendale, are here today. And I really appreciate, John, that you're here, and Todd. And our communities have really gotten along over the years, and I think both have prospered. But just so the public knows, we have had some discussion, and clearly there are people that are not in favor of this at all. And some have contacted me. Some are very concerned about potential noise. Some are concerned about lighting issues and all of that. On the other hand, I've also received many people that are going, wow, this is really something. But I would ask the council to try and glean as much from the applicant as you can tonight, and also to, you know, without taking a vote, kind of signal whether you're for or against. Maybe you need a little bit more time. Maybe you want to go into closed session. Maybe you want to talk about potential financing things. Maybe you don't like the financing part of public financing at all. But that's the whole purpose of this meeting. So, Alderman Schmidt?
Relating to the interaction of the communities, look at, as the Timberwolves as an example, they are called the Fox City Timberwolves, I believe. They are
Timber Rattlers.
Are they Timber Rattlers, yeah. They, but they are a composite for Nina, Menasha, Appleton. So it's, what would you anticipate would be the base of the fan base? This wouldn't just be a Franklin franchise, even though it'd be located in Rock. But how big of a scope do you think it would draw?
I'd say southeastern Wisconsin. And depending, too, I mean, we're, I think a natural rivalry would be brewing between this team and the Windy City team. So that'll cause, you know, some Chicago people to come on up and take a look at what's how we really play baseball up here. So, yeah, southeastern Wisconsin.
Alderman Skronsky?
Yeah, I think this is a very great item. I think we're very honored that you have selected Franklin to do this. We have communities like Greendale, Franklin, and the whole surrounding areas that'll benefit from this, not only economically, but by the family-orientated, very easy to have access, to have entertainment at a good high quality, at a very reasonable price, and have a good time. And now that I'm the state representative, I have three communities in which I'll be talking with, and it's nice to have President Hermes here, Mr. Michaels, and then, of course, Greenville, along with City of Franklin. So, I think that it's going to benefit all three communities and Oak Creek, Skego. So I think what's happening here, it's a regional area.
Right.
And for us to be the axis of that, I'm looking forward to it. And I'm sure you're going to be talking with me about the state, items like that. And I think it's a concerted effort of cooperation. And like the mayor says, not everybody's going to be in favor of this. But let's see where we can come to common ground. Get this thing done, and I know time is of the essence, because it doesn't do you any good that you're still doing this next winter, and that's not going to bring in revenue, and that's not going to get things done. So there's a lot of things that we're going to have to do, and I'm looking forward to it.
I'm going to call on Alderman Mayor, but can you go through the slides, just keep going through the slides so the public can see what else is being proposed, Alderman Mayor?
I'm very impressed with the project. I'm also impressed with what you've done there so far. I am in favor of the project. I also think that there will be roadblocks coming up, but you've dealt with other roadblocks before with the lighting and noise and other things. Those things are going to come up, and I don't think there's anything that we need to anticipate that won't be able to be worked out. As far as the public financing, I'm not really in favor of the rest of the citizens of Franklin footing much of the bill for this, but you do mention in here some other options that we could maybe look at, the ticket surcharge, the state, help from the state on the funding as well. Those kind of things I'm in favor of, but I don't see anything in here without your roadblock, so I welcome the project. I also have not heard any complaints from my constituents. That may be coming, but I have not heard any yet so far.
They've been calling me.
That's good. I'm giving
them that. That's good.
What did Andrew?
Hey, Mike, we're very appreciative of all the hard work that you put together for this project, in tune with Alderman Mayer and Alderman Wilhelm. Yeah, the city of Franklin has a lot of work to do so we can reap the rewards of this project, as well as, you know, deeply concerned about taking taxpayer dollars of the city of Franklin and putting it into a project that's on county land. So I would, one of the first things that has to go out is strong communication to the citizens to combat potential problem areas. And then it's to really work on that financing package to, so we have a very clear understanding of the revenue sources, okay? Because we're going to, for us to make a decision, we're going to really want to know the feasibility on this project completely, okay? Because if we don't have a clear understanding, it's going to be hard to get the citizens to accept the Common Council's approval of outlaying tax dollars for a project like this. Okay. Thank you.
I'm just going to throw this out, and you can tell me, just forget about it or something. But I was just thinking maybe, because I'm hearing from everybody up here that they like this. And they're usually not necessarily this positive on all projects that come before them. But I'm hearing if everything can be worked out, this is a pretty good project, and I'd like to pursue it. So Mayor Clements used to do this from time to time. In fact, he got me a couple times where you go, well, Mayor, since you brought that up, I'd like to create a task force. You don't have to tell me right now, but I'm kind of looking at Alderman Taylor, Alderman Dandria, especially with your financing background, and the alderman for the district, Alderman Mayor, kind of getting together with our financial folks, Mr. Liberta and Paul Rotzenberg, and kind of exploring some things. I think you've all been very clear as to where you are currently. But I'd like to throw some kind of a task force together. And the other reason for that is, as everybody knows, I'm not going to be here in a few months, and I don't want to, you know, be the sole agent involved. I think this needs to, if all the projects that have come in, this one needs to be handled by this Common Council, and it needs to be either we're going to sink or swim on it. This is, we've been looking for a sense of community for all these years. We've been looking for a meeting place. I've heard about this for 15 years. Folks, you've already got the baseball diamonds, you got the tubing, you got the sledding, you've got the BMX, you got a baseball academy that's going pretty well. This is sort of like everything I've always heard about that Franklin wants, and here it is. So I think a task force is essential. So if I don't hear any no's on that, I'm going to look to the three of you to maybe champion the task force on the financial end of it, and then to work with the staff of the city, along with the city attorney. And with that,
Your Honor,
yes,
I would mention we probably would want to have someone from the county as well.
Oh yeah,
because you know that's going to be a part of.
Well,
it.
And this is
but in terms of the financing. Not necessary, I guess. They should look at the county too.
I don't know if I said it before, but you know, I did talk to the county executive, and we talked at 80,000 feet. You know, it's one of the, but I don't know which alderman said it here, but if everything comes together, maybe, yeah, it's a great thing and all that. And then I talked to the parks director, and it's kind of the same thing. But, yeah, you have to have the county involved because it's a county property. There's no two ways about it. And, you know, we have one of those, we actually have a county employee that sits on our plan commission. He's not too bad a guy. Kevin Haley sitting in the back over there. And, yes, I think that's a great idea.
One more point I want to get in early in the process here so we can think about how it can work out. You sit really between two communities, Franklin and Greendale, and I would like to see when this all comes to fruition that you share the facility in a limited manner, of course. I know you're in it to make money, but I'd like to see our Franklin High School baseball team and a Greendale High School baseball team be able to use it for a championship or whatever it is.
Deal.
Thank you.
Yes, Alderman Wilhelm?
I think maybe some direction to staff on possible linkages and how this will be affecting the 76th Street area is high priority at this point.
Yeah, getting some walkways and bikeways. And,
yeah. Some You've connection to the business time. Area. I think it's great to be looking at that.
Do you want to, would you mind making a motion to that effect? So we, in case I get hit by a bus, we...
Okay.
Perhaps a few people are wishing that happens. So.
I'll make a motion that the planning staff look into the possibilities of connection and business use connections between the proposed development stadium facility and the 76th Street and Rawson corridor.
I'll second that.
All right. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? So this, I understand, it would be like the new hotel, it should be working in connection with this proposal, the restaurants,
the Ross
Centuries Century, over there, Hanley's,
Orchard View,
the Walgreens,
Panthea,
yeah.
Orchard View.
Orchard View.
Mm-hmm. It's all
I think that's a great idea. Mm-hmm. All right. Any further discussion on that? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Sermon, I know this, you got a lot on the table here, but does this help at all?
Yeah, it's great. I'm going to keep going then.
Keep going?
I'm going to keep going.
One more thing, Your Honor. I think also we have to involve as much as possible the Village of Greendale. I mean, they're nice enough to show up tonight and put together a letter. But, you know, sometimes things move fast, and I think it's definitely important to have their input at the earlier stages instead of the later stages. That'll make life easier for everybody. So I would also recommend that we keep them informed of what's coming on, any meetings that we're going to have, so you know, they don't have to sit there and watch our agendas closely that, you know, we're trying to slide something through. It's just with it, you know, we should just make sure that they're notified of what we're talking about. I think is important as well.
Sounds good to me.
Or Mr. Mayor, do you think that maybe we should allow some or a couple people from the Village of Greendale on our task force?
I think that would be an excellent idea. Obviously, let John and decide who, and Todd, who they would like to have on there.
I think if we show we're going to work in unison, let's get them involved right away, involved with the task force.
Sounds good. This is going way too good. I'm not used to this.
We need to have citizen comment period.
Yes,
then.
Alderman.
One other thing, I know you mentioned about having like a naming contest or something. I think it would be very good to get the community involved. I recall the last time that happened was with the naming of the Milwaukee Bucks, and the winner got AMC Javelin went to the winner. So how far back that goes, but it does generate a lot of buzz, I think.
Alderman Mayor.
Just some clarification on the task force. Are we only looking at the financing part of it, or are we working on maybe driving some of the solutions?
Given you're the alderman of the district, having been a former alderman, I think you should try and get as much in there as you possibly can. I'm leaving. I think it's so important that the communication come from this council, not necessarily from the mayor's office. This is about as big a project as you're going to get. So I would expand it to whatever you think the scope should be.
Understood.
Well, the only concern is, I mean, if the way I understood the task force, it was to work on some of the financial aspects. And, I mean, I think Greendale should be involved, but not in the financing of the city. And so I would think, you know, how we, if, in terms of the task force, whether or not, you know, they should be invited to all the meetings that we have. But when we're talking about the financing, you know, those conversations may be noted for closed door and having, I mean, I'm just talking out loud as a, you know, Mark.
Before we even get to the financing, then we should be having a cooperative meeting with the Village of Greendale. Once we get down to ironing out all of the other details, then the financing portion of it we can address as a unit, because that's going to fall underneath the Franklin umbrella.
Okay.
I'm going to ask, before we turn to citizens' comment period, we do have a very special guest with us, and that's the president of the Village of Greendale, John Hermes, and I think he wanted to say something. So I'm going to ask for a motion to suspend the regular order of business to allow Mr. Hermes to speak. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. And before you speak, John, I just want to say that I've got to know John over the years. We've worked on Aerotropolis Corporation, ICC, worked on many, many, many issues. And it's, you know, I hold you in the highest regards, John. I think you are one class act.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. President Taylor, thanks for allowing me to speak. Congratulations, Representative Skronsky, on your recent election.
Thank you, John.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just here as a voice tonight of Greendale. We rise in support of Mr. Zimmerman's project in the conceptual plan that's presented here tonight. I can't speak specifically for the Village of Greendale at this point because we've had no formal meetings in that regard. I myself personally support this project, but let it be known that I always have supported the Rock Complex and what they've done. We've got off to a little bad start, one little part of bad communications that I think we're starting to see turn around in a complete 180-degree turn. I respect Common Council President Taylor's suggestion that Greendale need not be part of the financing package of this.
Unless they'd like
but we certainly participate and would welcome to be part of potential planning because we still do have the most significant neighborhoods in and around the Rock Sports Complex. We've been working very well with Mr. Zimmerman of recent, and we intend on keeping that relationship whole and productive and moving forward. We hope to work with all of you in a good partnership to make the Rock Sports Complex successful for all of us. We think that this will interlink very well with what we've done with the Southridge efforts in the South 76th Street corridor and help to produce a better result for you in your South 76th Street corridor as well. So between the two linkages and the Rock Sports Complex being in the middle, we look to great success. As far as the letter that Manager Michael sent you today, you can note that that's pretty minor in the bigger, larger aspects of things. However, we do look towards this being a very successful event, a successful facility, and we hope that in the planning process of this that you'll be looking very respectfully into the traffic flow of this thing. Because again, those things do affect our neighborhoods, and we don't want the people parking in and out of our neighborhoods when there could have been appropriate facilities planned. Again, we welcome any participation and partnership you'll allow us to be in. We know this is your jurisdiction. We respect that, but any inclusion you can get us in ahead usually prevents further damage down the road. Thank you for allowing me to speak.
Thank you very much, John.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think that calls for a round of applause, really. Thank you, John. I'm going to call, is there a motion to return to regular business?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Anything further that you need from the Common Council?
I don't think so. I appreciate it.
I just, for the record, before we open up the citizens' comment period, I do have the letter from Greendale. I believe all the aldermen have it as well. And I did receive a call today from a person that was very much against the Rock Complex. I'll have to get back because I really don't know who, but they didn't leave their name or whatever. But as I said, not everyone is in favor of this, although I think it's going to have a lot of supporters. So one other thing, and that's that the person that called today said that there was that the Franklin Police was reporting to your location all the time, and so I called up Inspector Hahn, who's here tonight, and to find out if that was true or not, and he said no. We have officers stationed all over the city, and they're writing the reports, and that's pretty much it. So if you see police officers in a location, that doesn't necessarily mean it's having trouble.
Yeah, I think we had theft there, so I think they were patrolling for us.
Did I say that right, Inspector Hahn?
Yes.
I almost called you Gaylord. All right. Thank you very much,
and we'll then open it up for citizens' comment period. So thank you.
We do have 3 minutes.
Yeah. And we'll start with 3 minutes, and if people wish to speak longer or more on the subject, we'll wait until everybody has a chance to speak. And then if you want to speak, we'll continue. If the council wants, we'll allow you to speak. So, sir, if you could, please state your name and address for the record.
Jim Lysak, 8756 West Mallard Court. I will not even talk about the project itself until I address an issue that you yourself brought up and Alderman Taylor brought up, and it was the finance, the three people you want to put on the finance committee. You said you didn't want it coming from the mayor's office, and I see a big problem with Alderman Taylor sitting on this committee. No offense meant to you, but he's a county employee also, and he would have a tendency maybe to go towards the county, and he's also running for mayor, and if he becomes mayor, then who do we put on that same task force? I just think it's a bad idea to put Alderman Steve Taylor on this committee. I think Alderman Wilhelm or Alderman Schmidt should take the place because Alderman Skaransky's leaving. So we don't know what's going to happen with Alderman Taylor. And by having that doubt, and you said you didn't want it to come out of the mayor's office, I think you should appoint somebody else for that committee.
Thank you.
Secondly, now that I got the 3 minutes left, I am in favor of it, but I'm not. And I think this whole common council knows why I'm not in favor of it, because it, again, is strictly for men's baseball. And you know my feelings on that.
Yes, I do.
We have no softball parks in the city except for the one that has no bathroom facilities. You put an outhouse out for and stuff like this. Come on. You could build some softball diamonds. He said he was going to have softball diamonds over there. You said it last year when I brought it up to you about softball diamonds, and now he's going to build this park instead. Thank you.
Sir, if I can, I told you I'm going to have a meeting with the school board on Monday, and I'm going to meet with the recreation director. At that meeting, I am going to talk to her about women's softball fields and how the school district and this city can work closely together to try and make that possible.
I would hope that this city would, again, put their money first to the citizens here than his business. No offense, but that's the way I feel, and I'm sure there's quite a few in my area feel
the same. You got the point through to me that we have fields out there, but they're not necessarily conducive to women.
Correct.
And we need to correct that.
Correct. And we better spend our city, my tax dollars, for what we want first. And I have no problem taking care of them.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period?
Hi, Joy.
Hi. As you can see, Mr. Zimmerman knows me well. I'm actually a resident of Greendale. I am not in favor for many reasons. I am probably the most directly affected by this facility with the lighting coming directly into my home at night, keeping my young children up very late. My youngest is 4. They come directly into, the lighting comes directly into our bedrooms. I don't have to turn a light on at night in my living room or my bedrooms. My concern is we really have not fixed the problems that are at hand. I don't believe that we should be moving forward with something that still has problems. As much as this is great for Franklin, and as much as our village president might say Greendale's in favor, the residents who live here, who live around the facility, are closely affected. And I appreciate business. I'm a small business owner myself. But you're affecting my home, my property values, you're affecting my children, you're affecting my health, ultimately, by not sleeping. And that is not fair to me as a homeowner. I've worked hard for my home. And I've worked hard to have a safe community and home and neighborhood for my children. And this doesn't make me feel safe. This has caused my home value to drop significantly this year. And no one can seem to give me an answer as to why. So I put it to you to have a little bit more respect in the planning for those who are actually affected. Because if this were surrounded by mainly Franklin community, I don't think you would have the outpouring of community hurrah that you're seeing.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Name and address?
Oh, I'm sorry. Ma'am, could you give us your name and address?
Joy Draganis Zingales, 7573 Highview Drive.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Steve Olson, 8091 South Meadow Creek Court. I am running for mayor, as is Alderman Taylor. Since this is a concept review, first of all, Mike, you got my phone answer, right? Okay, good, thanks. Concept review. Out of concern and all due respect to Alderman Mayor, I used to be the alderman for that district. I would suggest you move the facility as far to the, towards the road as possible, put the parking on the west side so you alleviate the noise for the neighbors. Given that, especially if you're using the center stack sound system, it's going to be aimed right at their houses. So I'd be careful with that. As all of you know, the minute financing comes up, my ears perk up and I pay special attention. I am all for this proposal as a privately funded proposal. This is nothing Mr. Zimmerman hasn't heard before. However, the issue is primarily because Franklin gets zero revenue from this and most of the expense. If there's an accident on that hill, Franklin responds. We get no tax benefit. I want to know where the county is on this. They're getting, what, $25,000 a year? A pittance, but that's $25,000 more than we're getting. So be careful when we're talking about financing, especially if we're talking about the infamous park impact fees, the most spent fund in the city, most promised fund. Let's be creative. Maybe we can help. But Mr. Lysik is correct. We've got needs in this city that we need to take care of individually. Now, if we can be creative and find a way to help, let's do it. Fast track planning, let's do it. Careful on the financing.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Is there anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Yes, sir. Please state your name and address for the record.
Basil Ryan, 5250 West South County Line Road. Also, I am a candidate for mayor. Concerns that I've heard is Mr. Olson and I don't agree too often on many things, but I'd have to say on this one here, as someone that would be representing the city and the constituents, I'm a businessman myself. I've dealt with a lot of banks over the time, and I just believe that public funding should be one that benefits the community and that the community approves, more or less libraries, police stations, things along that. When you go into a private venture, I have my reservations also. I also have the concern that how do the residents get reimbursed? They could, in a sense, be basically a partner in this venture, but then they're also going to be paying, as Mr. Olson pointed out, fire, police. As your complex grows, we're going to have department heads that are going to be coming to this city saying, we need additional staff. We need additional equipment. That, again, is going to be on the shoulders of the taxpayers. So I think we have to deal with all of those concerns. It's great that you want to grow. It's great that you would be able to grow. But if we're going to be a partner with you, the taxpayers are going to be paying more and more as you grow. And I think that's an issue that should be basically discussed, some resolution. As Mr. Olson says, and I understand, as the county receives only $25,000, Franklin receives nothing, but in the same sense, the taxpayers are paying that when that ambulance goes there, when that police squad goes there, when DPW plows the road in the front, those are dollars that are coming from the tax base of Franklin. It would be nice if we could work out some resolution that you would help basically pay that. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else wishing to speak? Mr. Haskins, were you going to speak?
Sure.
But I'm not running for mayor.
Okay, motion to adjourn.
Thank you, everyone.
We finally get attendance now that a couple of people are running, so it's good.
There you go.
Yeah. No thanks right now. So I just looked up partnership because I just wanted to look at the definition, and it says, and I'll read it from my phone here, a contract entered into by two parties in which each agrees to furnish part of the capital, part of the labor for a business in which each shares a fixed proportion of the profits and losses. That's, I think, what we heard, or at least what I heard. I didn't hear Mr. Zimmerman asking for a handout tonight. And I think last time he was here, I don't think he asked for a handout, and I don't think he got anything either. So I think what you're going to see is, and Alex has perhaps some interesting models to look at and to share with you all. But I think if you did it in the form of a partnership where there's some sharing, you know, cost and revenue, I think you might have a nice deal here. And it sounds like if you don't, he might do the deal, do the project anyways. Just for the record, Craig Haskins, 7120 South Wolfville Road. And for the benefit of the folks that are behind me, I know you guys are, know me. I'm their Economic Development Committee Chair for Franklin. So obviously I'm excited about this because I see 76 and Rawson area as a very important part of the city. And we're really lucky to have the Rock inside Franklin. So those are my 2 cents.
Thank you, Craig.
The non-mayor.
That's why I couldn't not ask
right
to speak. Anyone else wishing to speak?
One more thing. Our Chamber of Commerce Awards dinner.
Yes,
tonight,
I, so
I'm I, not going to give
right
you the hook yet.
Actually, we're late. And I have all the awards.
Right.
John Irvis, Village President of Greendale. One more time, the mayor spoke eloquently about me before I rose to speak. But in the fact that he's about to retire, him and I were elected around in and around the same time and have served about the same amount of time over the years. He's been a great partner as a neighboring community mayor. He's been a great chair of the ICC. He's been a respected member of all the mayors and village presidents around Milwaukee County. Prior to that, served on the Milwaukee County as a worker and a staff agent. He's been respected through and through in all that he's done, and I'd like to celebrate along with him in his retirement. Congratulations.
He'll also be looking for a concession job in April.
Anybody got a handkerchief?
He'll be looking for a concession job in April.
Yeah, right.
All right. Anyone else wishing to speak? Citizens' comment period? Not, I'm going to close the citizens' comment period. Alderman Taylor?
Just for the record, because we've heard about police and fire and DPW, I do believe that when the prior tenant was at the Crystal Ridge, when there was an accident on the Skeel, our fire department showed up. If there was any incidents, our police department showed up. And I'm guessing that those roads were also plowed. So let's not just automatically decide that because we have a very successful operation going on there that things have just changed and now we're doing things that we hadn't in the past. Because if you go back and look, or talk to staff, those things were still going on. So,
Mayor, can we do a show of hands for those for and those against that are in attendance tonight?
All those in favor of the stadium project, the Rock, okay. Those against?
Okay.
So noted. And all those that abstain.
Those not willing to make a decision?
Once,
make a decision? That's not leadership.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
That's not leadership. Ties?
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. We are adjourned.
Well done, Tom.